And now, James Gravel.
In our last discussion concerning what is involved in ascertaining biblical authority for things we do in religion, we covered the use of what is known as necessary inference, wherein something is not stated directly, but instead can be necessarily inferred from the text. Today I would like to direct your attention to some examples of necessary inference. Consider, for instance, the fact that in the first century, the Lord's church met for worship each Sunday, a point that is established by the phrase, first day of the week, in the Greek text of 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. Additionally, we know from Acts 20, verse 7, that the main purpose of the Christian Sunday meeting was to celebrate the Lord's Supper, a fact that is established and clarified by the phrase, to break bread, which is indicative of purpose. Since we know that the first century Christians met each Lord's Day, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, since it is clear that the primary purpose of the saints' gathering was to observe the Lord's Supper, and since every week has a first day, then it necessarily follows that the early church observed the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Therefore, if we today want to be pleasing to God, we must adhere to the same divinely approved example. We find another example of necessary inference in Acts 20, where we learn that Paul spent some time in the city of Ephesus to establish a congregation of the Lord's church there. Might we infer that, while Paul was in Ephesus, he taught the saints to give of their means unto the church's treasury? We certainly can, but how can we know this? Acts 20, verse 7 records Paul as saying to the Christians in Ephesus, I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Since we are told that Paul taught in Ephesus all that pertained to the will of God, we can necessarily infer that Paul taught the Christians there about giving on the Lord's day into the treasury, as 1 Corinthians 16 verses 1 and 2 teaches us to do, since that is part of the whole counsel of God. The logical concept known as necessary inference is a legitimate reasoning tool that we employ frequently in everyday procedures. It is no less valuable in arriving at scriptural conclusions.